This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 77,400 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Addressing a public meeting in Bhuj, the PM highlighted that these initiatives will contribute significantly to India's emergence as a leading blue economy and a global center for green energy.
आज यहां विकास से जुड़े 50,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है। एक समय था पूरे गुजरात में 50,000 करोड़ की योजना सुनाई नहीं देती थी। आज एक जिले में 50,000 करोड़ रुपए का काम। साथियों, ये प्रोजेक्ट भारत को दुनिया की एक बहुत बड़ी और ब्लू इकोनॉमी बनाने, ग्रीन एनर्जी का सेंटर बनाने में भी मदद करेगी।
The Prime Minister said it is government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and their electricity bill should be zero. He said PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has been launched towards this end. The Prime Minister added that Kutch is becoming the world's largest centre of green energy. Earlier, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod. He said 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. During his speeches, Prime Minister Modi took a sharp dig at Pakistan, stating that while India promotes tourism that connects people, Pakistan treats terrorism as tourism. On Operation Sindoor, the PM said that it is not just a military action but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई नहीं है, ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों, हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है। आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता है।
During his visit, the PM held roadshows at Vadodara, Bhuj and Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat yesterday on a two-day visit. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the Modi government's unwavering stance on terrorism and Naxalism. Referring to the recent tragic killing of tourists in Pahalgam, Shah highlighted India's swift and decisive response through Operation Sindoor, which targeted terrorist bases across the border in Pakistan. Addressing a public rally in Nanded during his Maharashtra tour, he said the operation sent a strong message to the world that the new India will respond firmly to any threat against its people and sovereignty. Earlier, Union Home Minister unveiled a full-length statue of former Maharashtra Chief Minister Vasantrao Naik. Shah's Maharashtra visit will continue in Mumbai, where he is scheduled to attend the 150th anniversary celebrations of Madhav Bagh Lakshmi Narayan Temple today. The event will feature a series of cultural programs to commemorate the historic occasion. Central Apprenticeship Council has recommended 30% increase in stipend provided for youth under National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, NAPS, and National Apprenticeship Training Scheme, NATS. The decision was taken at the 38th meeting of the council, chaired by Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary in New Delhi. In his address, Mr. Jayant Chaudhary said that apprenticeship is not just a skilling mechanism, as it is a bridge that connects education, industry and employment, especially for rural youth. Tribal Affairs Minister Jawal Oram has said that the government has implemented numerous initiatives over the past decade aimed at improving the conditions of tribal populations in the country. During a media interaction in New Delhi, he emphasized significant accomplishments related to the welfare of these communities. Referring to PM Jan Man, he noted that the government's objective is to promote the comprehensive development of 75 particularly vulnerable tribal groups across 18 states and one union territory. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings secured a top 2 finish and a qualifier 1 berth with a superbly executed run chase to beat Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium, Jaipur. Chasing a target of 185 runs, Punjab Kings achieved the target with 1.3 overs to spare. Earlier batting first, Mumbai Indians scored 184 runs for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. A 60-member Indian contingent is set to participate at the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, which starts from today and will conclude on Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.